The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It all started 4 days ago. My job had just let me go because I was too slow at putting peppers on a freaking conveyor belt. So it was back to the hell that was job searching. 3 applications a day, keeping an eye out for responses, and in general, just hanging with my parents that I could tolerate some days better than others. I honestly don't know what made me think of applying for that specific gas station. Don't get me wrong, I really do like the place, and I don't blame it for what happened. So I won't use the real name in this story. Let's call it Swift Pit instead. The gas station was family-owned. Let's call them the Leica family. That has a nice ring to it. Miss Leica was a kind, short lady with gray hair and blue eyes, and a very gentle voice. $13 an hour sure felt like one hell of a deal for just running the register, filling the hot food section and keeping the shelves stocked. And the other workers were nice, which was more than I could have said for my last job. I don't think I need to describe what it looked like to you, because it's pretty much the same as any other gas station. There were 4 pumps, and the store itself was pretty small, but not so small it felt claustrophobic. During the day, they kept the hot food area well stocked, but during the night, we kept only the bare minimum there, replacing it only when the initial ones were taken. The evenings were so slow, they'd only put 1 person in the station, though the boss lived perhaps 10 minutes away and would be able to show up pretty quickly if I gave her a call. Not sure how the days went, though since they were still in business, I've got to assume quite a bit busier. I heard that they were toying with closing during the night to help save on expenses. It was my first night by myself. Nothing too eventful happened for the first few hours. I could have counted the number of customers that actually entered the station so far on one hand. One with a short old woman with a loud set of pipes. One was a short old woman with a loud set of pipes. Another was a man who really shouldn't have been driving from how badly he reeked of alcohol. There might have been a few more customers. It's a little fuzzy now. I spent a lot of time just standing at the register and staring out the window. I always grew up near cities, where you could only see the brightest stars. It really wasn't until I got this job, a few minutes away from the nearest city, that I really got to see the night sky in all of its glory. That night was no exception. The full moon was just breathtaking. I could have stood there and watched the stars for hours. It was around 1 o'clock when I heard the gunshot, and it was close, really close. The entire night went into a panic. I heard startled birds flying for safety, watching a single deer sprint past the building. Then it was quiet. The night itself patiently waiting for an explanation. But I didn't have one. There was a huge forest nearby, sure. Perhaps a hunter? I don't know the first thing about hunting. Maybe someone was allowed to hunt on this property. I was straining my ears when there was a loud clunk by the door. Nothing could have prepared me for what I saw. It was an adult wolf, who had one paw lightly stuck in the handle to pull it open. All it took was the wolf making a little jump backwards, and the door swung open. And for just a moment, I realized the wolf had gained entry, and I was very possibly in danger. The wolf threw something into the store and took off into the night, all within the span of a few seconds. It was all so fast. But it was what the wolf had just flung into the building that really had me shocked. It was a small bundle of gray fur, looking at me with big brown eyes. I couldn't understand what I had just witnessed. Had an adult wolf just thrown its baby into the gas station and bail? That didn't make any sense. The little wolf looked outside, then hobbled its way towards me without a second thought. I was still thinking about it when someone stormed into view. They were wearing a huge trench coat, a very heavy set of jeans, some steel-toed boots, and a thick pair of gloves, along with a heavy-looking hat. But what really had me scared was the huge gun the man was holding. It was some sort of rifle, and even without knowing anything about guns, I recognized it as a high-caliber gun. The man was walking towards the entrance to the gas station, and while I couldn't see his eyes, I got the feeling he was looking right at me. By the time he got to the entrance, the young pup was out of sight, and the man's attention was grabbed when the adult wolf howled somewhere off in the distance. The man immediately turned and ran toward the sound, his gun at the ready. I didn't know what to think about the whole situation. I've heard of plenty of people hunting deer, but I didn't even know if it was legal for people to hunt wolves. I also didn't know how smart wolves were. But here was a parent wolf not only playing decoy to protect its cub, it even knew how to work the gas station's pull door with no trouble whatsoever. I've had some dogs that figured out that kind of stuff, sure, but that was only after several hundred attempts. And if the wolf was that crafty, I got the feeling the man stood no chance of killing it. My thoughts turned to the cub when I felt it nuzzling against my feet. It only took one look down before I knelt down and began petting it. I've always liked dogs and kids, so a two-in-one package combo was an absolute delight. It took me a second to remember that it was a wild wolf cub. This whole situation was just so weird. The poor thing was shaking like a leaf. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I was wary. Even a fully tamed dog is likely to lash out at a person if it is approached when scared. But that part of my mind wasn't the one in control, as I gently clutched the cub close to my chest. "There, there. It's okay. I won't let the mean hunter hurt you." The wolf looked up at my face, then, to my delight, snuggled close to my chest. Good. There was nothing to worry about. But it was strange. As far as I know, most wild animals are scared to be around people. This pup was scared, sure, but had no problem whatsoever with me. Did it realize I wanted to help it? I don't know. Would that be a bit too smart for a wolf cub? It didn't take long before I realized I had to call someone. Even if the poor cub was someone's pet, that meant that someone was missing their pet and probably looking for it. The only person who lived close enough that it even seemed plausible would be the manager. I hated the idea of waking her up at 1 a.m., but I really wasn't sure what to do about the situation. The phone rang 3 times before someone picked up. Unlike the gentle voice I was expecting to come out from the phone, I heard a gruff and decadently male voice grumble its way through the receiver.
"Yeah.
Hi, I'm looking for Miss Laika. There's something odd going on at the gas station, and..."
"My wife's sleeping right now, asshole. I'm gonna have to do."
Well, this was off to a great start. I've never been the best at conversing with people, and I honestly hadn't realized she was married. Okay. I heard a gunshot nearby. It took the man the longest time to reply, and when he did, I was startled at how nervous he sounded. All of that annoyance was gone, replaced with genuine fear in his voice.
Is that so? Are you in danger?
Not that I know of yet. I did see some weirdo in a trench coat carrying a rifle walking around outside, but they left after hearing a wolf howl.
Shit, you didn't happen to see if there was a wolf with a cub nearby, did you?
Well, that was suspiciously specific. I'm not stupid, and that was setting off red flags in my head. It took nearly 10 seconds before I decided the only rational answer was that the Laika family owned a few tame wolves. Yes, actually. The wolf kind of threw the cub into the gas station. I'm currently holding the cub right now.
Okay. I'm going to. Actually, first I'm going to question why the hell you would pick up a wild wolf cub. You do know mother wolves aren't very forgiving if they see you playing with their kids, right?
That made me blush. He wasn't wrong, of course. If I was a normal person, maybe I would have thought through it a little bit harder. I like dogs a lot.
Fair enough. Anyways, I've heard about this nutcase on the news recently. Apparently he comes out every full moon and starts shooting at any wolves he sees. I'm gonna grab my gun and meet you at the gas station, just in case he decides to do something. As for the cub, well, you seem to have that under control right now. Also, this may be a strange thing to ask, but could you please not call the police? I mean, if the situation gets really bad, then go right ahead. But so long as it's just weird like this...
I agreed with him, my throat becoming very dry. More red flags were going off. He knew more than what he was letting on. I could sense it. This whole situation screamed trouble. As I hung up the phone, I looked at the clock. 1:15. Now, before I continue, I want it on the record that I'm not always the best when it comes to putting things together. But it doesn't take a fucking genius to figure out the connection between wolves and the full moon. Of course, I thought werewolf at some point during this conversation. It would definitely explain some nut marching around the woods, killing every wolf he came across. At the time, I thought this gunman was probably just some deluded psycho who believed in fairy tales a little too much. As I waited for Mr. Laika to appear, I couldn't stop the thoughts gnawing away at my brain. Why on earth had the man asked about a wolf and her cub? My more creative side, that likes to ignore reality, played with the thought that perhaps this mother wolf and child were in fact not only werewolves, but family members to Mr. Laika. I've always had an overactive imagination, and it's gotten me in trouble more than once. And tonight, faced with a mystery that the rational side of my brain had no answer to, the creative side was all too willing to spin a fantastical story of lies, murder, and love. Though, of course, the rational side was keeping it in check. The fantasies I was cooking up were nothing more than fantasies. Werewolves were not real. The entire time my brain was thinking this up, I was playing with the cub. For the first few minutes, I just stood there and petted the cub. But then we got bored of that, and I decided to see if it could play fetch with a nearby pencil. The answer, to my delight, was yes. Somewhere in the middle of this, I started calling the cub Togo, which he seemed to love. Belly rubs were one of his favorite things, so I started rewarding him with a belly rub each time he brought back the pencil. It felt like forever before my mind noticed that there was something heading our way. I could hear it. Some soft, thumping sound. It made me feel uneasy, and I quickly had the cub sit at my feet while I stood up at the register, the cub well hidden from the doorway. It only took a few seconds before I saw the man wearing a trench coat walk into view. The man grunted as he took a step into the store, his large boots producing an audible thump with every step. His eyes checked out the right side of the store, then the left, before deciding it was safe to walk inside. In his left hand was a gun.
Sorry to disturb you, lad.
There was no sincerity in his voice, but it was deep, perhaps the deepest sounding voice I'd ever heard. And as he walked in the store, I had the pleasure of realizing the man was taller than me, which, considering I'm 6'3", is actually quite the feat. It wasn't just a little bit, either. He could have been 7 feet tall. It would have been a lot more intimidating if he didn't look like some secret agent from a kid's cartoon attempting to blend in with society. But the gun was very real, and it was what I was mostly afraid of.
Have you seen a wolf come by here lately? Rather tall, gray fur, blue eyes.
I honestly told him no. I didn't get a good look at the adult wolf that came by earlier, and the cub had brown eyes. But the man gave another low grunt as he began sauntering his way over to me, his boots thumping the entire way.
Well, what about Tiny Wolf? gray fur and brown eyes. I told him no, but even I knew full well it was pointless. I couldn't even maintain eye contact. His boots were getting on my nerves. I'm easily distracted by sound, and the thumping kept messing with my head.
Really?
He was heading my way, a crooked smile on his face as he lightly lifted up his gun.
I'm not in the mood for games, kid.
My throat was dry as the desert as I asked him why he wanted to know.
The moon's full and there are wolves about. Do I need to spell it out for you?
Are you trying to tell me they're werewolves? This man congratulated me on figuring it out, his voice soaked in sarcasm. I could feel Togo shivering against my feet, doing his best to stay out of the sight of this man. And in that instant, I felt a rush of paternal instincts kicking in. He was not getting Togo, no matter what he thought.
Werewolves don't exist, sir.
The thumping stopped, because he was now on the other side of the counter, and his eyes, a deep shade of blue, were trying to bore a hole right through my skull.
I don't have time to explain the situation to you, so let's just settle with yes, they are.
Give me one reason to believe you. He lifted his gun slightly with a stone-cold frown on his face. He didn't aim it at me or anything, but the threat was clear. It was quite the experience. I've never felt a chill down my spine quite like that before. He really was crazy, and he was dead serious.
Werewolves do exist. I've seen what they can do, what they are. They cause nothing but pain and misery. Now tell me where the cub is.
I didn't want to hand any living thing to this psychopath. The little cub was huddled around my feet, shivering so badly that it almost felt like it was having a seizure. But at the same time, well, he was pretty much telling me he'd shoot me if I didn't tell him. And if he did, Togo would be easy pickings. There was a moment, a truly horrible moment, where I honestly believed there was no other choice. I was going to have to reach down, pick up the innocent pup, and place it within this monster's hands. Then reality struck me. Mr. and Miss Laika lived only 10 minutes away, and I quickly glanced at the clock, which told me I'd made that call about 12 minutes ago. Help was only a few minutes away, and maybe even just a few seconds away. If I could just stall for time, he wouldn't try anything if there was something with equal firepower on the scene, right? What will you do? Kill it?
Not immediately, no. You see, his mother has proven to be quite the difficult catch, not letting me get a clear shot.
Good, good, he's talking. I just need to keep him talking. Okay. He gives a very irritated grunt as he shakes his head.
God, are you really that retarded? I'm going to use it as bait.
Retarded? Oh, he just struck a nerve. But it also told me just how agitated he was. Did he know I was stalling for time? Why the hell did I think this was a good idea a few seconds ago? Let's say that werewolves exist. How do you know these two are werewolves?
Let's put it this way. Wolves are smart, but they're not that smart. The mother wolf realized I was tracking her down after I failed to ambush her. What did she do? She ran up to the gas station, and a few minutes later I realized she must have brought her pup inside. She then tried to lead me away from the gas station. That's quite a bit of thought for a normal wolf.
Okay, I had to give him that point. But the more I thought about it, the more this man's plan made me scared of him. He wanted to use a child to lure their mother into a trap, and then kill the child. It was disgusting. Did you see the mother doing something wrong?
I beg your pardon.
Well, I'm assuming you have a reason you want to kill her.
She's a werewolf.
That was it. He made no other attempt to justify murdering what he fully believed was a sentient being. And he said it with such conviction, as if I was out of my mind to even think he needed more of a reason than that. It made my skin crawl.
This guy was well on his way to becoming a serial killer. And if I kept attempting to stall him, I was starting to think I would become his first genuinely sentient victim. There was movement in my peripheral. A quick glance outside showed me that my salvation was just pulling into the parking lot. I'd never been so happy to see a beat-up little Subaru. But when I looked back at the man, I realized I had made a horrible mistake. He was following my gaze, and the instant he saw the car outside, his mouth curled up into a nasty sneer.
"You little shit."
He raised the gun and aimed it at my chest. There was no hesitation. The sound was deafening. Pain tore a path through my chest. I staggered backwards while placing a shaking hand to my chest and held my hand up to find it covered in blood. He had actually shot me. I mean, it's one thing to threaten to shoot someone. It's quite another to actually do it.
I should have fucking known.
It felt like a dream as I looked up at him, to find him aiming the rifle at the doorway. Standing there was a burly man wielding a gun of his own, aiming it directly at the man in the trench coat. My breaths were slow and ragged, and I couldn't stop coughing. A few times I started coughing up blood. Mr. Laika and the man just stood there for the longest time, guns aimed at each other. At some point I fell to the ground. I don't think it had anything to do with the hole in my chest. I think it was just the shock of the entire situation. They started shouting at each other. I only needed to hear the first few sentences to realize they knew each other personally, and they despised each other. I tuned them out while reaching into my pocket and grabbing out my phone. It took only a few seconds to punch in the number and bring it to my ears. To my surprise, it hardly began the first ring before they picked it up. The welcome sound of a friendly voice came through.
911, what's your emergency?
The sound was deafening. I heard the man's boots thundering towards the nearest aisle as all hell broke loose. Somewhere in my mind, I finally realized this was really happening. A gunfight was going on, right in front of me. I was shaking violently now, one hand clutching at the wound as I brought my knees to my chest and began whispering into the phone. I'm at the Swift pit at the gas station. I was just shot. I couldn't hear her response over the gunfire, just the urgency in her voice. The guns sounded really different, with the man's making a loud bang and Mr. Laika's gun making a strange rat-a-tat sound, like it was firing 3 rounds at a time. Then it stopped. What followed was 5 minutes of silence, no one willing to make a single move. I was whispering to the operator, telling her everything I knew about the situation in a desperate hope that she'd have an answer as to what I should do. At some point, I took off my shirt and tightly wrapped it around my chest in an attempt to slow the bleeding. And poor Togo was curled up next to me, crying silently as the world itself stood still. My heart stopped as I heard a body fall to the floor. The man's gun fired last, not Mr. Lycus. I tried to rationalize it. Maybe it was a dead man's trigger finger. Oh no. Add thumping sound effect. He was heading my way. The young cub began whimpering. There was no point in trying to protect him anymore. I was about to die, and Togo was going to die right after. Time seemed to slow down as his boot came into view around the corner, landing with another loud thump. I looked up at him to see there were a few holes in his coat, but there was no blood. It took me a second to realize he was wearing a bulletproof vest underneath the trench coat. He had a nasty smile on his face as he rested the barrel of the gun right against my forehead. There was no hesitation, no guilt in his eyes. I could only watch, shaking my head pitifully and crying as I watched him pull the trigger. The smirk vanished off his face as he looked down at his gun with a raised eyebrow. The sound couldn't have been more unexpected. The man's eyes opened wide in shock as he buckled at the knees, blood flowing freely from the 3 bullet holes in his forehead. His head slammed into the floor with a nasty thunk. I heard pounding footsteps as Mr. Laika ran into view, pointing his gun at the man's head. It was only 10 seconds later when it was clear the man was never going to get back up. Then Mr. Laika turned around and looked at me. There was blood pouring out of a wound on his shoulder. But what really had me scared was the haunted look in his eyes as he got down to eye level with me, putting a hand on my shoulder. He looked me over, and gave a huge, relieved sigh.
I called 911. They're on the way.
Good. Can you stand? It took a few attempts. My legs were shaking really badly, but I did ultimately stand. It took me a moment to realize Togo was standing in front of me, now nuzzling Mr. Laika's legs. He just reached down and picked Togo up, and gently touched his head to Togo's forehead. The front door opened. At first I thought it was the police, but to my surprise, I turned around to find the mother wolf now entering the gas station. She trotted up to us, and waited for Mr. Laika to set down Togo, before gently picking up her cub and looking at me. The instant that her eyes met mine, there was a connection. I don't think I can fully explain how I knew her thoughts, but I knew exactly what she was saying to me. And I couldn't help the smile that came to my face as I scratched the back of her ear, even as the moment sent another wave of agony through my chest.
You're welcome.
She smiled before turning around. Red and blue lights were shining through the windows, sirens blaring through the quiet night. Before I could say anything more, the wolf sprinted for the back door, knocking it open and vanishing into the night with her baby. The next few hours were a blur. The police asked a lot of questions, of course, but I didn't say much. The ambulance wasn't far behind them, and they put some endotracheal tube in my lung to help with my current breathing problems. The ambulance called the Laika family to inform them that Mr. Laika was injured, but they didn't pick up. My family was a different matter. You'd have thought that I really had died from how badly my mom was crying, screaming that I was never to work at a gas station ever again. The doctors performed surgery on me within half an hour of me getting to the hospital. The bullet had gone through my lung and had nearly managed to exit through my back. It took a few stitches to close it all, but all in all, I was assured my life wasn't in any danger due to the wound. I'm currently writing this from the hospital bed. This is the first day where I haven't had some damn reporter shoving a microphone down my throat, trying to get my opinion on the whole thing. Apparently the cameras in the station couldn't catch what was actually said. There was just footage of me playing with the wolf pup, then the man came in and it all went to shit. I told him everything the man had said to me, how he was hunting werewolves, how he wanted to know where the cub was. Right now, the TV in my room is showering the headlines on the werewolf hunter, as they've named my attacker. As of right now, he's a John Doe. He didn't have a phone or any form of identification on him. Not a single person is missing from town, and not a single abandoned vehicle nearby. Police are awaiting news from a DNA test. But here's what really caught my attention. There are no stories of him from before that night. Reddit, Twitter, Facebook, the actual news, I couldn't find anything, and I've had days to search. The closest I got was a man who swore werewolves existed and had killed his wife for thinking she was one. But he was several states away and was predictably in prison. I hadn't told the police that Mr. Laika had warned me of this man, that he had heard stories of a man killing wolves during the full moon. As for the wolf and her pup, no one had an explanation for what happened. There were animal experts trying to figure out why a mother wolf would put her baby with a complete stranger, why the baby trusted me with no trouble, and why the mother simply took her child back without attempting to maul us. Some are accusing me of having illegally tamed the wolf, saying that it explained why I had refused to hand the pup over, even with my life on the line. But others are defending me, saying that perhaps the wolf somehow realized I was protecting the child and pointing out that when the wolf opened the door, I was clearly alarmed until she left. In all honesty, I don't need an explanation. Miss Laika had come and visited me since then, looking at me with her piercing blue eyes and apologizing for everything that happened, promising to give me an explanation that I don't really need. She brought her son, not more than a year or two old, with big brown eyes. I had asked her for the boy's name, and she told me it was Sam. Then the child spoke, and while his mother thought it was just baby noises, it brought a smile to my face. Togo.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.